content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. We subscribe to five, but you never know what we're going to have on hand for the next episode. So today, let's begin with this from Woman's World, a podcast, Get Inspired by Messy. That's right, the word messy. Christina Applegate and Jamie Lynn Sigler bring honesty, humor, and heart to every episode of this hit podcast, diving into the challenges life has thrown their way, including their own journeys with multiple sclerosis. Joined by special guests like Edie Falco, Katie Sagal, Megan Lamalali, Joanna Garcia Swisher, and Mel Robbins, they explore what it truly means to persevere, sharing stories, lessons, and unexpected insights from struggles and triumphs. New episodes drop every Tuesday on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. That's Messy with Christina Applegate and Jamie Lynn Sigler. From Woman's World, seven conditions doctors miss most. It's not in your head. Why are so many women not getting the help they need? Many conditions have overlapping symptoms. Just think of how many illnesses are linked to something as common as fatigue. What's more, scientists have historically conducted most medical research on men, and that data doesn't always translate to our ever-evolving bodies. In fact, research on women's health is severely underfunded. In addition, women's complaints have historically and wrongfully been attributed to hysteria or something that's all in our heads. Across the board, I think the medical establishment writes off women's problems as emotional instead of physiological. And it gaslights women, says Kim Howerton, who was misdiagnosed as bipolar when she was really suffering from a thyroid condition. She went on to co-write Common Sense Labs and knows firsthand misdiagnosis almost inevitably results in mistreatment. Again, Kim Howerton, Howerton, the book Common Sense Labs. Hidden health hazards. Here are some of the most frequently misdiagnosed conditions in women as we age. Thyroid conditions. Some 60% of thyroid problems go undiagnosed. The hormonal shifts from both the thyroid and the ovaries can cause a confusing array of symptoms, says neurologist Romy Mushtag, MD, author of The Busy Brain Cure. So I'll spell Mushtag, M-U-S-H-T-A-Q. An underactive thyroid is frequently mistaken for perimenopause or as aging, causing women to miss out on effective treatment. Dr. Mushtag says women who complain of fatigue, brain fog, and mood swings may be told they have depression or anxiety, and physical aches can be mislabeled as fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue syndrome. Next, cardiovascular issues. Heart disease is the top cause of death in women, yet women are more likely than men to be misdiagnosed, says Barbara Johnson, MD, founder of the Johnson Center for Health. One reason? Women's symptoms are nothing like what doctors expect based on their training, reveals Will Haas, MD, founder of VYVE Wellness Clinic. They can include fatigue, shortness of breath, indigestion, and jaw or back pain, says Michael Genovese, MD, chief medical advisor at Ascendant New York. It's often misdiagnosed as anxiety, reflux, or muscle pain. Next, menopause. Menopause is often overlooked, and millions of patients are paying the price, says integrative gynecologist and hormone specialist Lakeisha Webb McMillan, MD. When women don't experience classic symptoms like hot flashes, doctors chalk up health issues to anxiety, fatigue, or joint pain, says Dr. Johnson. In reality, almost all new symptoms women experience in midlife can be attributed to hormonal dysregulation. Next, dementia. One commonly missed condition in women over 50 includes early stages of cognitive decline, says Deb Muth, ND, author of Seen at Last. To blame? Our healthcare system, which often allows issues to fall through the cracks, she says. Fatigue and brain fog can be signs of something deeper, but women are often told it's just part of aging. As Howardin adds, depression, Lyme disease, thyroid issues, certain vitamin deficiencies, sleep apnea, they all can mimic dementia without the existing underlying brain changes. Ovarian cancer. Ovarian cancer is commonly misdiagnosed because its early symptoms, bloating, pelvic pain, digestive changes, are vague and mimic irritable bowel syndrome or menopause, explains Dr. Genovese. As with any type of cancer, early diagnosis can make the biggest difference in long-term well-being. Autoimmune conditions. Autoimmune disease, where the body's immune system begins to attack itself, is an umbrella term for several hard-to-diagnose illnesses. Symptoms like joint pain, fatigue, or brain fog mimic menopause or aging. Dr. Genovese says autoimmune conditions are more common in women and often flare around menopause. They're often confused with fibromyalgia, stress, or osteoarthritis. And last, Lyme disease. Joint pain and fatigue are often brushed under the rug as normal for women. But not feeling good is never normal. Dr. Muth says, in my own journey, doctors gave me antidepressants and narcotics and told me I had fibromyalgia and should prepare for disability. Spoiler alert, it was Lyme disease. And make your voice heard. Here's four smart ways to ensure that your symptoms are taken seriously. 1. Take notes. Keep a detailed journal of your symptoms, noting patterns, triggers, and timing. This gives you concrete data to share with your doctor rather than vague complaints. Trust your gut. To be your own best health advocate, start by listening to your body and trusting your intuition. Speak up. If something feels off, it probably is. Don't accept your labs look normal as the end of the conversation. Ask for more tests. When you see your doctor, ask for a comprehensive hormonal and metabolic workup. You deserve a thorough investigation, not just a quick fix. And find a doctor who listens. Don't hesitate to seek a second opinion. If the doctor is offended, they're not the doctor for you. The best care comes from when you partner with a provider who listens, asks questions, and is willing to dig deeper for you. Readers finished this sentence. Nothing helps me beat stress better than. Here are their offerings. Moving my body, whether it's a brisk walk or a little exercise to reset my entire day. Another, prayer. Even in stressful situation, prayer changes things. Believe that when you pray, things will improve. Next, reading a good magazine in a relaxing bathtub. Another stress buster, thinking outward and doing an act of kindness. We don't have to look far to find someone in need, and we receive the good feeling. And last, a cup of hot cocoa with my feet up and relaxing music. Ah. Next is part two of our four-part series from Good Housekeeping, Feel Better This Week. This week's focus is exercise. Day one, embrace a beginner's mindset. It's tempting to stick with what we know, but there are benefits to being a novice. Trying something new expands your neural pathways, which helps you stay sharp, says Catherine Smerling, Ph.D., LCSW, a psychotherapist, and the author of Learning to Play Again. Whether it's pickleball or snowshoeing, a novel activity may also spark excitement and motivation to keep moving. Day two, apply the 10% rule. No matter your fitness level, gradual progression will safely and effectively get you where you want to go, says Sabrina Joe, Ph.D., Director of Science and Research for the American Council on Exercise. She suggests increasing the time spent doing an activity or the intensity of the activity by about 10% every week until you reach your goal. Day three, set kind goals. Did a daily 5:30 a.m. workout make you exhausted? How can you tweak your goal so it's more doable and joyful? Kind goals break the cycle of overwork and create space for progress and self-care, says Amina Tai, an executive coach and the author of The Ambition Trap. I will spell her name, Altai, A-L-T-A-I. Day 4, build more muscle. Muscle strength plays a crucial role in stability, injury prevention, and healthy weight and metabolism, says NASM-certified personal trainer Kristen Crockett. Plus, studies show that it can support good balance to reduce the risk of falls. Very important. Start with a mix of body weight exercises today. Things like push-ups, squats, calf raises, lunges, planks, and pull-ups. As you gain strength, you can add resistance bands or weights to the moves. And day 5, stretch after you brush your teeth. Daily stretching feels incredible and has tons of body benefits. It can improve your flexibility and posture to reduce the risk of injury and alleviate muscle tension. And it helps increase blood flow to promote recovery after exercise, says Vaughn Gray, NASM CPT, a personal trainer in New York City. Make it part of your routine by pairing a stretch session with another action you always do, like brushing your teeth. From Good Housekeeping, my hands are painfully parched and cracked. Send help. Their answer, first things first. Wash hands with antibacterial soap only when needed. Otherwise, opt for a hydrating hand wash. Use lukewarm water rather than hot, and apply hand cream right after washing to seal in the moisture. Look for a formula that contains glycerin, hyaluronic acid, shea butter, or ceramides. And some other handy... first off, they have a lab test-winning hand helper, highly hydrating Vaseline Radiant X Deep Nourishment Hand Butter, $12 on Amazon. You might be able to find it in drugstores, too. And long-lasting Soap and Glory Hand Food. Soap and Glory brand. Hand Food. Hand Cream. $8 at Walgreens. Some more handy tricks. Grab some gloves. Add an extra layer of protection by wearing rubber gloves for chores like dishwashing and cleaning and winter gloves when outdoors. For overnight treatment, they suggest applying a rich cream and sleeping in cotton gloves to seal in hydration. Also, say no to alcohol. Skin on the fingers tends to crack from overwashing and using alcohol-based cleaners. Avoid hand sanitizers that contain alcohol when possible. While they do kill germs, they also sap your skin of its moisture. And air it out. Many whip out a humidifier to help with illness or constant winter cough, but it also works wonders for dry hands. Even if you're moisturizing consistently, you should also use a humidifier during arid, cold months to prevent skin dryness from recurring. From the supplement Women in Skilled Trades, how women are shaping the future of manufacturing. Women are reshaping manufacturing, proving that leadership, inclusion, and mentorship, not machinery, drive lasting progress in the industry. Talk to most people about manufacturing, and they'll picture equipment before they picture people. However, after 25 years in this field, I've seen that the opposite is true. Progress doesn't start with machinery, it starts with leadership. Women are stepping into those roles in ways that are changing the face of the industry. Historically, manufacturing has been, and in many ways still is, a male-dominated space. Yet, in just the past 2 decades, I've witnessed a remarkable shift. Women have stepped into roles across operations, plant leadership, engineering, supply chain, and executive management. And with them came new ways of thinking. They didn't just enter the industry, they helped evolve it. One of the greatest impacts women have had on the workplace is on workplace culture. By bringing their lived experiences as leaders, parents, innovators, and problem solvers, women have helped companies recognize that long-term success demands inclusion. Policies that once ignored caregiver responsibilities have been rewritten. Flexibility, once considered a special accommodation, is now recognized as a business advantage. 20 years ago, lactation rooms were almost unheard of on the plant floor. Today, they're becoming standard, not because compliance required it, but because women in leadership championed it. The pandemic accelerated this shift, forcing companies to confront the reality that flexibility isn't a women's issue, it's a workforce issue. When caregiving responsibilities peaked, it was often women in leadership who pushed for policies that supported not just themselves, but everyone balancing work and life. They didn't just advocate for themselves, they advocated for systems that enabled entire teams to thrive. At Women in Manufacturing Association, or WIM, we often say, you can't be what you can't see. That visibility is finally growing. More women are ascending into senior-level roles, serving on leadership teams, and modeling what is possible for the next generation. Our WIM Hall of Fame now includes dozens of trailblazers. This year alone, we are recognizing 12 new inductees. Many of these honorees have built global operations, launched women's affinity groups within their companies, reimagined workforce training, and most importantly, lifted others as they climbed. That perhaps is the defining characteristic of women in manufacturing. They don't rise alone. They bring others with them. Are we where we need to be? Not yet. Women still make up less than a third of the manufacturing workforce. However, there's enormous momentum ahead. More women than ever are graduating with advanced degrees, and their skill sets align seamlessly with today's manufacturing needs. When people ask me about the future of manufacturing, I don't point to robots or AI. I point to the women leading plant turnarounds, launching new technologies, redesigning culture, and making space for those who will follow. The industry is changing. Not just in how we make things, but in who is shaping what comes next. Women are at the forefront of that change. A couple of new books. Vivid historical fiction piece. When acclaimed author Bruce Holzinger read Canticle, the debut novel by Janet Rich Edwards, Ewards, he described it as a true gem of historical fiction. Set in 13th century Bruges, the plot centers on 16-year-old Alice, who has religious visions. Her only friend is a young scholar named Finn. But when she's set to marry a man she doesn't love, she runs away and finds shelter among the Beguines, an independent and mystical group of religious women. And a mystery. Looking for a razor-sharp page-turner that's part thriller and part juicy mystery? The New Year's Party is the book by Jenna Satterwhite, Satterwhite. Olivia and her friends used to throw fabulous annual New Year's Eve party. Now, between kids and marriage drama, the group isn't as close. This year, they vow to put their busy lives aside and party like old times. But each person has a secret, and one might become a motive for murder. Couple of recipes for you. This one from Magnolia, cranberry orange biscuits. Prep time 35 minutes, bake time 13, cooling 20, and this makes 8 biscuits. We need 2 cups all-purpose flour, 1 tablespoon granulated sugar, 1 tablespoon orange zest, 2 teaspoons baking powder, 1 teaspoon salt, 1/2 teaspoon baking soda, 1/2 cup, which is 1 stick, cold unsalted butter, grated. I hadn't seen that in a while. 1/2 cup of buttermilk, 1/2 cup of sour cream, 1/4 cup dried cranberries, 1 1/2 cups of powdered sugar, and 3 tablespoons of orange juice. Preheat oven to 400. Line a large, shallow baking pan with parchment paper. In a large bowl, stir together flour, sugar, the zest, baking powder, salt, and the baking soda. Add grated butter to the flour mixture. Toss to coat with flour. Add buttermilk, sour cream, and dried cranberries. Stir together just until the dough comes together. Place dough on a lightly floured surface and lightly sprinkle flour over the top of the dough. Roll dough into a 12 by 6 inch rectangle. Add a light dusting of flour and create a letter fold. Repeat two more times, adding a light dusting of flour before making each fold. Roll dough into an 8 by 4 inch rectangle about an inch thick and cut into 2 inch squares. Bake biscuits 13 to 16 minutes or until golden brown. Let the biscuits cool 20 minutes before glazing. For the glaze, in a medium bowl, whisk together the powdered sugar and orange juice till smooth and spoon over the warm biscuits. You can store the leftover biscuits in an airtight container at room temperature for up to 2 days. From Woman's World, Parmesan crusted ravioli. Our crispy squares are sure to delight. This makes 8 servings. Active time 15 minutes. Total time is 30. We need a third of a cup Italian style dry breadcrumbs, 3 tablespoons grated Parmesan cheese, 1 egg, a 12-ounce package of frozen meat or cheese ravioli, 2 tablespoons chopped fresh basil, and 1.5 cups marinara sauce, warmed. In a bowl, combine the breadcrumbs and the Parmesan. In a separate bowl, beat the egg. One at a time, dip ravioli in the egg, and then coat with the breadcrumb mixture. In batches, place ravioli in a single layer in your air fryer basket. Coat with cooking spray. Air fry at 350 until crisp, 7 to 8 minutes per batch. Transfer to a serving plate. Garnish with the basil. Serve with marinara sauce on the side for dipping. An easy variation, make them savory squash ravioli. Replace the meat or cheese ravioli with butternut squash ravioli, and then swap in warm Alfredo sauce for the marinara. So you can make that 3 different ways. We'll stay Italian here. Meaty mushroom lasagna. Mushrooms replace some of the beef in this hearty dinner favorite. Makes 8 servings. Active time, 25 minutes. Total time, 1 hour and 35. We need 8 ounces of ground beef. That's 1/2 pound. 8 ounces of mushrooms, chopped. 2 15-ounce containers of ricotta cheese. 8 ounces of shredded mozzarella cheese. 1 egg. 2 tablespoons grated parm, 1 teaspoon dried oregano, a 24-ounce jar of marinara sauce, and 12 oven-ready lasagna noodles. Heat oven to 375. In a large nonstick skillet, cook beef and mushrooms over medium, stirring until beef is no longer pink, 10 minutes. Drain. Combine ricotta, 1 cup mozzarella, egg, parm, and oregano. Thin the marinara with 1/2 cup of water. In a 13x9 dish, spread 3/4 cup of sauce, top with 4 noodles overlapping, 1/2 the cheese mixture, 1/2 the beef mixture, and 3/4 cup of sauce. Repeat the whole deal one more time. Top with the remaining noodles and sauce. Coat foil with cooking spray. Place the coated side down over the lasagna. Bake for 45 minutes, uncover, top with the remaining mozzarella, and bake until hot, approximately 10 more minutes. We need dessert. Sandra Lee's Simple Sandies. To make this buttery cookie over the top, dip 1/2 of each treat in melted chocolate and let dry. That's not included in the recipe. Here's what we need to just do the regular version, which makes 16 servings. Active time 15 minutes, 1 hour and 40 total. We need 1 3 cups all-purpose flour, 3/4 cup sugar, a pinch of salt, 3/4 cup cold butter cut into small pieces, 1 egg yolk, 2 tablespoons whipping cream, and 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract. In a food processor, combine the flour, sugar, and salt. Add butter pieces, pulse till crumbly. In a small bowl, whisk together the egg yolk, whipping cream, and vanilla. Add to the food processor. Pulse until the dough comes together. Turn dough out onto a flat surface. Shape into a log 2 inches in diameter. Wrap in plastic wrap and chill for an hour. Then heat oven to 350. Cut the dough into half-inch thick slices. Place on parchment-lined cookie sheets and bake 8 to 10 minutes or until edges are lightly browned. Cool on cookie sheets for 5 minutes. Transfer directly to a wire rack. Then cool completely on the rack. If you're giving them as a gift, whip up a double batch to make 3 dozen cookies. Pick up 6 holiday mugs and add 6 cookies to each mug. Slip each into a cellophane gift bag and secure with ribbon. And an easy variation, you can make almond sandies. Replace 3/4 cup of the flour with almond flour and 1 teaspoon vanilla extract with 1/2 teaspoon almond extract. Before chilling dough, roll the log in finely chopped almonds. Wrap and chill the dough, then slice and bake as directed. And a reader's contribution, Unexpected Grace, Miracle After the Snowfall. After a hefty snowstorm, my slow blower stopped working. I kicked it in frustration, just as the teen boy next door came to my rescue with his blower. After he cleared my driveway, I offered to pay him, which he accepted. "It'll help get groceries since Mom lost her job," he admitted. I soon learned she was a legal assistant. I had my own law practice and was looking to hire, so I gave her the job. To this day, we're best friends. I'm so thankful for my broken snowblower with perfect timing. And a moment for you. You can have it all. And you can rise above it all. Why let small setbacks weigh you down when your potential is meant to soar? Why carry yesterday's worries when today holds endless possibilities? It's time to open your eyes, take a deep breath, and step into what's next. And from Woman's World, a classic TV museum is the Andy Griffith Museum in Mount Airy, North Carolina. Next to the Andy Griffith Playhouse sits the Andy Griffith Museum, the largest single collection of artifacts from Griffith's career. From Barney Fife's uniform to scripts and props from the Andy Griffith Show, it's a shrine for fans who still whistle the theme song. Do you still whistle the theme song? I can't whistle. Darn. We have run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed listening. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's our all-purpose number, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Hope to see you next time. Thank you.